I am now recording a backup.
That is one of the things you should do when recording a podcast.
Exactly. All right. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Well met, adventurers. My name is Lee.
I'm Joe, and welcome to Mage Productions.
Something new and fun this week that we're doing that doesn't exactly have anything to do with gaming. Maybe a little.
Well, I don't know. I feel like in this day and age, it kind of does because it's like the second step after you start playing games, it seems like.
It really is. By the way, we're talking about recording and editing podcasts.
So it'll help for everyone that's out there trying to start their TTRPG podcast or that just likes role-playing games and wants to start a podcast and something else.
Or just wants to, like, know about the process. And
yeah.
Maybe. It's interesting or something. Maybe.
Yeah, why not?
A little bit, sure.
So, you've had the bright idea. I'm going to start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go from here?
My biggest thing for anyone who wants to start a podcast or really like a stream or anything that involves audio, put money into your equipment.
Yes.
Get a good mic, get a good setup. It makes all the difference in the world, especially when editing, like,
And then on top of that, make sure you know how to use it.
Also true.
And use it properly.
Yeah.
No, like, backwards microphones. Make sure you turn on all your power switches and are plugged in.
Get your levels right. All that jazz. One of the things that I know a lot of people do is, like, they get a Yeti mic or something like that, which is great and fine and dandy.
Yeah, it is. It's a good entryway if you are going to sit by yourself in a small little room and try to record something.
Right.
But if it's going to be like you and somebody else or there's going to be background noise, not the best way to go.
It's not. And they're like $100, right?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I've got one.
Sure. I mean,
so
same.
I've been there. I've done that.
Yeah.
I can tell you this from experience.
It's a decent way to get started, but I feel like you could put another, like, $50 into a good, like, condenser mic setup or something like that and be set for a while and not so much have to worry about that upgrade later.
Yeah. I mean, they make, even on Amazon, they have like the little audio interface and mic kits.
Sure.
And $150-$200, you can get a two-channel, you know, audio interface that plugs into your computer over USB, the mic, the cord, the stand, you know, everything to get you started, but still have good quality.
Right. Exactly. So, for reference, my setup that I have to record this podcast and Chords of Fate, I have my Audio Technica AT2020 with the XLR connection that connects to my Behringer audio interface. And I think total it was $200 for everything with like the arm and all that jazz. And I mean, I sound pretty nice and just throwing that out there. With an audio interface, you're able to kind of set your levels a bit so that you can really get the most out of your sound. And learning that was definitely a challenge. Finding that sweet spot. So don't be afraid to fiddle with it.
I mean, the first little bit is a whole lot of recordings of, all right, let me try this and then go back and listen to it and see how you sound.
Yeah, exactly.
And let me try this and go back and listen to it and see how you sound. And you kind of just have to do that because having it right, it really does. It makes all the difference.
It does. It does. It makes all the difference. And I know me personally, listening to different podcasts or streams or something like that, like I could be really invested in the story, but if the audio is just like, if there's a bunch of static or it's like really hard to hear or something like that, like, man, I can't always do it. It's hard.
And I mean, for instance, on Chords of Fate, one of our players had an issue with their mic and the entire track was constant static. And this kind of leads into the second part of the episode with the editing. But when you go to edit that, it is super difficult and super annoying. There are some things you can do, depending on how bad it is, to eliminate and reduce it. But that compromises the quality of the audio, for one.
It does.
Or you just let it be and you cut that track so that it's only active like when they're speaking. But then you know when that person starts and stops because you hit at the beginning and at the end of it where it just cuts out.
Yeah.
And that really detracts from the quality of the audio.
It does. It does. But, and yeah, it's hard. And it's hard to get everyone on the same page and everyone in the same quality. And it happens. Like, it's going to happen. If you're making a podcast, audio issues are going to happen.
It doesn't matter how much money you spend on your equipment, how much time you set up and practice with it, there will come the day.
Absolutely.
And it will be terrible.
But it happens. I mean, it's a thing. So, I mean, that's a good segue to kind of get into editing. Editing is not easy.
No.
It's hard. And... Well, it's
not really hard. The things to do for editing are not difficult.
Sure.
It is tedious and it is mundane and it is so much more time consuming than I ever thought that it could possibly be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I guess to start, I'll talk about my editing process that I usually do for Mage Productions and then for Chords of Fate, which are two very different types of audio. So I edit them very differently. For Mage Productions, we do separate audio tracks for everyone involved. So I'm on my own personal audio track, Joe's on his, and then if we have somebody else on, they're usually typically on their own audio track as well. And then I collect all of those audio tracks and attempt to line them up as best I can to make sure that like all the timing's in order. But then I'll go through and listening to the podcast. And if somebody's not speaking, I cut out their track. Yep. Like it just reduces that noise. It reduces the weird,
the
like
chance for issues and weird things.
Yeah, sure.
I came over here and I typed on my keyboard or I clicked on my mouse or
fiddled in my chair.
The one time I like go crazy in my chair, it doesn't make a noise. And every time I try to be silent, she's like, creak.
I know. I was just thinking that.
So it eliminates all that background rustle.
Yeah, exactly. But I usually edit in tandem to listening to it. As Chords of Fate, I'll line up all the tracks, which I mean, I edit Joe's audio, so it's all lined up anyway. So I start that and I will listen to the full recording from start to finish and kind of take notes along the way about like things that need to be cut or different timestamps or whatever, just so I have a plan of action. And then I'll go in again and then start cutting the different audio tracks and realigning audio. And then I'll go in again and I'll listen to that and make sure that the flow is good and there's no like weird blips or anything like that. Continue to make notes for like sound effects and background noises and then go in and kind of add in all the background sounds and different effects and stuff like that. So I realized that that's probably takes a lot longer than it should. but the end result is usually worth it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of timing wise, as far as record or editing Mage goes, I do the same way you do. I'll put them in there as I listen. I'll start making the edits and just cut out big chunks. And our typically 30-minute episodes, I can usually knock out in about an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And that's with three separate tracks of audio.
Sure.
So it's not bad.
No.
Pretty easy. Yeah. Usually with this, there's not a lot that we're having to cut out because it's pretty straightforward how everything's happening.
Exactly. Very conversational.
Chords, I have edited very much that same way. After one, downloading the four separate audio tracks and running them through the filters and things that I need to in one program to try and get everything normalized. I guess we need to jump back up or jump back a step here. The group that I run all meets in person.
Mm-hmm.
We run all four people through one audio interface onto their own separate tracks. So we already have all of our levels preset. Everybody's basically mixed together at the right volume. And there's very little that really needs to be done with changing that most of the time.
Right.
Lee's group are all separate locations. They're playing online. So everyone is recording their own audio in their own house, on their own interface, with their own level that they think is correct. So when I get that audio, everybody is weird. I'll have some of them that are just super loud and some that are super quiet. And you import the audio when one person's little audio waves are nice and big and you can see everything. And then one person is just like, I hear you talking. I don't see you talking. I don't know how I'm going to edit this.
Yeah.
So that can present its own challenges, but I have typically edited Chords of Fate, for the most part at the same time that I am listening through it. Well, I take that back. Most of the time we've kind of listened through the episodes already, just seeing what went what happened. But I will go through and when somebody finishes talking, I will go ahead and cut their file right there. And then as it plays through, they start talking again. I'll cut it right before they start talking and then delete what was previous. So it cuts out all of that empty space. So it can get interesting because that leads you into having to move everybody's audio.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a huge pain, especially Lee's group likes to contemplate. So you'll have...
It's true. We do.
You'll have like 2 or 3 minutes of silence or pages turning and things like that.
We're
like,
thinkers. All right,
I got to find where all this ends and then cut everybody and then move everybody and realign everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of challenges with editing and how you do things. And you got to kind of just find your own rhythm for it, I guess.
You really do. That's one of the biggest things is finding out what methods work for you, and what you're comfortable with, and also like programs to edit with. There's so many out there.
There are.
Everyone like swears by what they use, and I try them all out. I use Adobe Audition because I'm used to it and I know it. And I have all my little like filter presets set up so I can just kind of like plop them on all the tracks and it works out pretty well usually.
Yep.
I mean, there's Reaper.
I use GarageBand for the editing at least.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the filters and things like that, I'm not a fan of GarageBand for that. Anytime I've ever tried to add on one of their very limited filters, it messes up the audio terribly.
Ugh.
And I might be doing something wrong. Very well could be. I am not claiming to be an expert on GarageBand in any way, shape, or form. So what I do for the filters and normalization and whatnot is I actually take all the audio tracks and put them into Audacity first. Because Audacity is really easy to apply those filters to, and they do a pretty good job of it. Run them through there, save them the way I need them, and then I import them into GarageBand and edit there.
Nice. And Audacity's free, too.
And so is GarageBand.
Yeah.
If you have a Mac, at least.
I don't think you can get GarageBand on Windows.
That is correct. You cannot. Okay. It is only on Mac. But it is free if you have the Mac.
Hey. Yay, free software.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess kind of going back to the recording, I personally use Audacity to record, and then I'll export that recorded file as a WAV and import that into Adobe Audition, and then edit said file from there. WAVs are good.
Yes. Yes, they are. I think, so for Chords of Fate, like we said, Mage Productions, we typically have 2 to 4 tracks for about a 30-minute episode, and it probably takes an hour and a half to edit.
Sure.
Chords has 4 audio tracks with each group.
Yep.
The tracks typically start out around an hour and a half each, and then get edited down a decent amount from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the least amount of time I have spent editing has probably been 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, I think the least amount of time that I've spent is about 6 hours on an episode. Yeah. It takes a while.
The first time I was like, man, I thought I kind of knew what I was doing from doing episodes of Mage. I was wrong.
Editing a real play podcast is so much different.
It is.
Like, worlds different.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least with like an interview podcast or whatever it is that this is that we're doing here, a talking at each other podcast, if you will, it's conversational and there's a back and forth and there's a flow and it just kind of goes.
Yeah.
With a play podcast, I mean, it's almost the same. Like, it just kind of goes, but you know, you're at the table and you go off on tangents and then everybody's rolling dice and it's like, wait, what is that rule? Oh, I don't know. Let me look it up real quick. Okay, cool. Yeah, I know that. Here, let me give you this information. And there's a lot of back and forth, which is great. And it's awesome at the table, but turning that into like a form of entertainment and keeping the flow and keeping the interest for the listener, some people love that, some people don't. So you have to find like a good balance of keeping that conversation at the table, but also keeping the momentum of the game going at the same time.
There's a whole lot of quick decision making that has to happen. Like, was that joke funny enough to warrant being in while not doing anything for what we're actually trying to do right now?
Right.
Yes, it was. All right, let's add in laughter. Wait, 4 minutes later, somebody's still laughing about this joke. No, sorry, we're going to cut that down to 30 seconds and the initial round of laughs, and then we're going to cut it off and move on. Sorry.
Right. Well, and like some jokes, it's like, okay, let's not put that out there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few out of context things that maybe your group finds funny and maybe other groups don't. And it's not so much like, oh, you're being offensive.
Yeah.
It's just
there's some people that are going to be like, haha, yep. And then others are just going to be like, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, we just spent 3 minutes on this. I'm not going to get that back. And now we still have to reestablish where we were in this story now because everybody went off on this tangent.
Sure. And that's hard too, is cutting out tangents. But keeping the flow, because I mean, in a game, we'll start talking, be like, I'm going to go to attack the monster with my rapier. And then somebody kind of says something and we go off on a thing. Mm-hmm. And so you cut it there after like, I'm going to attack it with my rapier, knowing full well that you're going to cut out 6 minutes of blabbing.
Yep.
As we do, because we're all friends and we're having fun and we're playing a game and we're enjoying our company.
Mm-hmm.
But then you come back to like the action and it's like 8. It's like, okay, wait a minute. So if I cut out all that blab and I put in, I'm going to attack it with my rapier 8. What? Wait, hold on. What is 8? What does that mean? Like, how is the listener going to be able to connect those dots? And yeah, that's, yeah.
And you've also got to do your best to find cuts where the tone and the feeling isn't different on the sides of your cuts.
Yeah.
So like if I'm sitting here talking like this, and then we go off on some kind of tangent and yada, yada, yada. And all of a sudden at the end of the tangent, I'm talking way faster. And okay, so now we're going to go and do this. You can't jump from, all right, you have to find somewhere nice to get those cuts because now we're going to go do this.
It's true. It's true.
Because it doesn't sound natural and that will really throw people off.
Right.
Sometimes it is completely unavoidable.
Mm-hmm. Please note, we're not saying any of this to scare you.
No.
Or to divert you or to make you think any, like, oh, maybe I can't do this. Like, you absolutely can do this. 100%.
You absolutely
can. You can. However, these are just
know what you're getting in for.
Just know, because I don't think we knew.
No.
No. But we didn't know in the best of ways, because I'm thoroughly enjoying what we're doing. And I love it. It's great.
I mean, when we started out, we were doing this.
Right.
And like we've said, this is substantially easier than an actual play.
Right.
And the best part is my wife does podcast editing also, like for her profession at this point. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly interview, talk at you type podcasts. So she'll spend all this time like editing these down. She'll have a, you know, 1 hour episode of one person talking or two people on one track talking, and it takes her 4 or 5 hours to edit. I'm like, aw. I'm sorry. I can totally do that in two, but everybody does things at their own pace. Like it's okay.
Yeah. Take your time. So, it's not a rush.
No.
No.
But sometimes I really would just want to throw an episode of Chords of Fate in front of her and be like, I just want to see. That's your entire work week? Never mind. You don't have time for that.
It's a lot. And
yeah.
But people will know the effort that you put into it. Mm-hmm. They'll be able to hear it. They'll be able to feel it. And it makes a difference. It matters.
Oh, yeah. It's a really, really awesome feeling hearing the thing that you created and then edited and made and put all that time and that heart into out there.
Yeah.
And it's oddly different being able to go on like iTunes and hear the thing you created, other than just like go on your computer and play the file from your computer.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess it feels more official or whatever.
It does. It really does. And then to share that with other people and have other people listening to it is.
Yeah.
It is really cool.
Like it may be three people that have said, oh, this is awesome. But you're like, oh, yes.
That's three people.
People thought this was awesome.
Yeah. They're listening to your stuff.
Uh-huh.
That is wicked. Super awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Track down places for like your royalty-free music and your sound effects and whatnot. There's a lot of good things out there that you can use. Mm-hmm. Find them, play with them, know how to use them first.
Yeah.
There's some of them that if you're going to use them like in a podcast, there's a lot of extra steps. It's not just download this file and go. And one of the weird things is check compatibility with your computer. Like,
yeah, that's
we
true.
We use Sirenscape for our sound effects. I updated my Mac and Sirenscape is not supported on the new version of Mac.
This is true.
So I can no longer get to any type of sound effects.
I started using their online one. It's much better, much easier to access, much easier to search, and it's good stuff. Just throwing that out there.
Where's their online one?
I can send you a link.
Please do, because I have scoured their website and have not been able to find anything that will work. Every time I try and get into their stuff, it says, you need to check your internet.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, mine did the same thing. I was like, what? My internet's fine,
buddy,
bro.
My internet's balling right now. Like, I'm plugged into the modem. I'm getting like 850 download. There is nothing wrong with my internet at this moment.
Your internet's too fast. Oh, geez. So long story short, invest into your audio equipment.
Yes.
And take your time while editing.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it, plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And have kind of that backlog of raw audio. And if you can, have that backlog of edited audio too. Ooh. And try to keep it.
Backlogs are great.
Mm-hmm. We should probably do that for
from
us.
Two people who don't have a backlog.
But those like three times that we have had a backlog, it has been great.
It has been great. We'll make one.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
But I guess there's a quick little thing on recording and editing Yay. Your podcast.
I hope that was actually helpful for Me like too. Someone somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there were some good things that I wish I would have known when we started this stuff.
I agree. I think so too. I remember starting Mage Productions and like interviewing people with like my Apple headphones on as my microphone.
Uh-huh. I think the first one I did when we, or I guess when I interviewed David from Murder Dice, because you were on a plane going to Boston.
I was
sitting in my kitchen at the kitchen table with my iPad. No, I had a computer. No, I was at the kitchen table with my iPad using my Bluetooth.
Wow.
My Bluetooth headphones that like hang around your neck. And the way we recorded it is we only had the Zoom recording.
Yeah, that used to be how we pulled it. Always record a backup.
Yes.
If you record on Zoom, like record it to your computer, always record a backup.
Just be careful using Zoom as your main audio. Again, I'm going to jump back to my wife. She's had a couple times where her clients have, they only record through Zoom. And when the internet starts getting weird on one person's side,
mm-hmm.
so does their audio.
Yep.
And there is no fixing that. Mm-hmm. There is no workaround for that. You either mm-hmm. lose chunks of time and info or it sounds bad.
Exactly. Well, ta-da.
Yay.
We did a thing.
We did.
If you have any questions, I mean, feel free to poke at us.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this for a minute now. I mean, not professionals by any means.
Nope.
Any stretch at any of it. However,
we can probably tell you a whole lot of ways not to do things.
Exactly. We're here to help you.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That works.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to interact with us, you can find us on Twitter at @mage_podcast or check out our website, mageproductions.com.
Or if you just want to tell other people how much you love the show and that they should listen, you can leave us a 5-star review, go and review us wherever you get your podcast from. We really love to see those and read what you think.
And we would like to give a huge shout out to our partners and sponsors, SoNerdWear.com, a place to find fun clothing and accessories tailored for tabletop geeks and nerds everywhere. They're also on Twitter at SoNerdWear. So you can go to SoNerdWear.com and search for Mage Productions to find all of our cool swag. And then once you find everything, and you can use code MAGE to get 10% off your entire order.